here today. By the way, where is that book floating around? We've lost. Okay, all right, just making sure it's still circulating. When it's done at the end of the day, if we could get it back up here to the dual table when you all are done and stuff, that'd be great. My part of the presentation is done. I'm going to get out of the way. I know we're all excited to hear the secrets of success that Mr. Jeff Hughes has brought all the way from Virginia. Everybody give it up again for Mr. Jeff.
He said, what song do you want? I'm like, it's my life. He goes, Rascal Flatts? I go, no, Bon Jovi. So all my songs for my legal shield business are from the 1999, 2000, right? So when a song comes on, it brings back a memory of a convention or whatever. So, well, you guys were great. I mean, you were a great audience today, and I really enjoyed being here with you and presenting. And you were, I don't know if you realize it, but you're half or more of the presentation that happens, because the energy that you give back, the feedback, the look, the engagement that you have, it really enables the presenter to kind of go that extra mile. So I want to thank you and applaud you for being an awesome audience and participants and in the presentation today. And I think we had good results. I have several of the guests that came here today that are getting the membership, several starting the business, so it's good. So we did our job today, so that's great. And the guests that are staying, you're welcome. Thank you for staying. So you came in. This sounds really loud. Does this sound echoey to y'all? It's okay? Okay. I'm going to go through some corporate announcements, some slides that corporate presented today. Are they hooked up for audio too? Okay. All right. And you're welcome to take notes on these. Some of these you'll know, but you need to know them enough that you can train your people, because you guys all realize you have team that didn't come today. And so you're going to have to take this information home to them. And that's part of the reason why we take notes, is that you want to be able to sit with your team and go, oh, yeah, he said this and he said that. I mean, this is how this works. And so let's go ahead and go. So this is February Super Saturday update. This is going to have Virginia stuff on it, but I'm going to promote for my marketplace. So if you guys have anybody in Virginia, you can plug them into my events. Okay? And I'm going to have to look up here, because one time we, in 8 Oklahoma at the home office, they have a room about similar to this. It seats about 700 or 800, 900 people. It's big, and it's very steep. It goes up, and you speak on a podium. There's a stage that you speak on, and you have to be close to the wall. And then this enormous wall that must be 50 feet tall behind you with this screen, and you have to look up like this, but you're kind of close to the edge. And I know the presentation, the one that we normally do, but I was presenting with one of my brothers, and he was creative and created his own version of corporate slides, which means that I had to turn around and look up and then turn back around and face the audience. And I was sweating because I thought I'm going to fall off the stage, right? And Mr. Stonecipher is there, Mrs. Stonecipher, and all the corporate brass. I'm just presenting to the home office. So we get done, and I go up to my brother, and I said, next time we're going to use my presentation, and you're going to suck. So I'm a by-the-book kind of guy. I like the corporate stuff. I don't like to be creative. I just want to do the same thing over and over again until it works. And so that's what we're going to talk a lot about today, is knocking some of this creativity and uniqueness and innovation out of our business. Because in most industries, that is a plus. And in this industry, innovation will kill you, because it kills duplication. All right, let's go. Y'all mind if I face this way? Jason, do I need a clicker? I was waiting for it to change. I was going. I laid it. There it is. Works better when you have the tool. Yeah, I was kind of. All right, so here's the thing we're going to cover is Destiny Now. The incentives that are going on, the new basic training, and an action plan for us going forward, and promote for some upcoming events. And you guys know the events here. We'll talk about it. But this is your note from your CEO for this month. This is what he wants you to know. Destiny, this year will be fantastic. We are carrying the momentum from September's Think, Learn, and Grow conference and building towards our Destiny Now convention in April. What does this mean for you? More tools and training that will make 2013 a year of destiny. And we have we got an email yesterday from Mr. Mason, and there are new marketing tools coming out, which a lot of us are excited about. We like the tool we have, but there's one that we want that we don't have, and we understand that we're going to get that tool, so we're excited about that. All right, watch this. Crank it up.
Your destiny. Google Show. We are network marketing. People connecting with people through a whole universe of possibilities. You will rise above all obstacles. Charge towards success. Evolve your business. Unleash your network for explosive exponential growth. Old friends and new. Heroes and legends. Business and opportunity. This is your destiny.
So. I know that a lot of y'all have been to the conventions of the leadership summits, but who has yet to attend one of the big events that Legal Shield puts on? Go ahead, raise your hands. It's not like a bad thing. We like to know. It means most of us have been, and you guys that have been agree, life-changing experience. There's no time like the first time, right? When that first convention, you remember we went in, Chris, that first, it was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and there was like 6,000 people there, you know? And it just blew us away. We were so excited, and we went home, and it changed everything in our business. And what I would encourage the people that are here today that are looking, you know, you're new in the business today, you're thinking, well, I can't go to Oklahoma in April. I don't have any money, right? I'm not employed or whatever. The nice thing about this is we will pay you the money to go to Oklahoma. You can actually earn the money to pay for your trip to go. And I would say it's worth the sacrifice to go. Cindy and I, on our first one, we had to borrow money from our 13-year-old daughter. She had a babysitting camp that summer. She was the only bank that we had access to. So she lent us the money to go, and it returned her many times over because we paid for a private education for her to go to school. So we actually put about $100,000 back into her life paying for her school. So it was a good investment. You know, that babysitting money came back to her. And we actually paid her back her money, too. So, all right. So the Legal Shield Convention is April 10th through 13th. For those that I had planned on going up on Wednesday and Thursday for all the specialized training, they're all canceled. So the only training will be on Thursday, and that will be by Darnell and self and Brian Crothers, who will be doing the systems training. And we want to go to that. That's $20 registerable. You can register for that through the home office. And then the convention will be on Friday and Saturday, all day, both days. And amazing. All right. Register now. It's $135 per person, and that will go up. And if it sells out, the only way to get tickets in is to buy them from scalpers. And sometimes they can be a lot more through them than they are through the company. So I would say go ahead and get them as quickly as you can and register before the price increase. Okay, so right now we have a Destiny Quest. I know several of y'all are on teams that are competing for prizes and recognition at convention, and I'll run through this just real quickly. And if you're not on a team, and I know some leaders didn't choose to or didn't put teams together, that's fine. You're going to be a leader next convention, and you'll be building your own Destiny Quest team, and so you'll want to know about this as well. So we're going to win prizes. We're going to give away recognition T-shirts, a Bose SoundLink Bluetooth mobile speaker system, Destiny Quest Champion Trophy, and on-stage recognition. Luggage, you know, nice luggage things. And it says we're all on a team. Even open line associates are tied to a winning team to receive recognition and a special Destiny Quest souvenir at the Destiny Now convention. One of the things, if you fast forward qualified, what's the young man here in the shirt, in the blue shirt? Jonathan, can I pick on you for the rest of the day? Since you're our new associate, and he's starting his business today, so let's give him a hand. That's cool. Jonathan, if you win, you go out and we recruit one person and sell them a membership. It'll cost you $5 essentially to become an associate by the time you get all your rebates and your commissions. But also, you'll get special recognition at convention. So when you go to the convention, only people that did that, that got their fast start qualification during this time and got their rebates, will get a nice button to walk around convention. And people see Jonathan, they'll say, that kid's doing the deal, right? You got something that even I can't get. I mean, we can't get it because We were not eligible for it. So take the Fast Start Challenge. Get half off your enrollment fee. Simply recruit someone with a membership during your Fast Start qualification period. And not only do you enjoy instant growth in your organizations, you also get a $75 rebate on your enrollment fee. Okay? So take the Fast Start Challenge again. Get half off your enrollment fee. This is the eligible participants. Current Fast Start associates in their Fast Start qualification period that have not recruited an associate, and new associates recruited February 1st through March 31st, 2003. So where does Jonathan fit in? You're the second one, okay? So you're recruited between those dates, and then people that are already in the business can also qualify if they haven't done what? Yeah, I'm not Fast Start qualified. Everybody got the rules? Let's move on. All right, so how it works. Challenge period runs between February 1st and March 31st. Recruit a new associate with a new membership within your own Fast Start qualification period. Earn a $75 rebate on your original $149 enrollment fee. Receive special recognition at the Destiny Now with the button. Okay? All right, do y'all know about the recruiting calls that are going on? If everybody would take out your cell phones, I'm going to actually give you time to put this information into your cell phone. So that you're never without a marketing tool. If people say, what is Legal Shield? Tell me how it works. You say, I'm so glad you ask, and dial the number and stick the phone on their ear. Okay? So right now the company's been doing these every month, adding to the library. It says you recruit these calls, you recruit more new associates than ever before. So the January calls, the ones that are recorded, that are up and available now, February 1st through 15th, they did a call for prospecting to couples, so they can see the advantage of working a business together. A lot of people are looking for something they can do as a family or as a couple. Right now, February 16th to the 18th, people that are involved in selling from their home, they have a business that they're running out of their home, it's a call to prospect or to recruit to them. And then the phone number that you're going to dial for these two calls, now this is a hot number, meaning when you call into this number, only the calls that are presently playing will be on that number, okay? So if you dial this number right now, that 225 number, what will play? In-home sales. You can't call that and get couples. So don't talk to a couple and go, I want you to listen to this. You want to sell that one to the Tupperware lady. Okay? They're each about 15 minutes long, and then there's past calls that are archived. So current calls, dial the 832-225-5021. And the archive call is 704-322-4189. Now, what calls do we have archived? We have the couples call, parents, veterans, ministers, sales pros, network marketers, and entrepreneurs. And so when you call into that number, there's a menu that you can select from and play that specific call. It's 15 minutes long. Let your prospect listen to it. Should you expect them to sign up when that call is over? No. What is that called? It's an exposure. It's not a closure. It's an exposure. Where do you think you would want to bring them next? To a live event, which is a luncheon or a business briefing. Okay? Everybody got your numbers down? Put in your phones or written in your notes? Nope. Get it from your neighbor. We're moving on. All right. Basic training is completely redesigned. They've been working on this feverishly for months, ever since the merger, before the merger, I think. Do y'all know Patrick Hodges? Y'all had an opportunity to meet him, right? He's like a genius when it comes to training. And those of you that went to Dallas and saw the B2B and the eye-to-eye training with the interactive workbooks, that's what the new basic training works is like. It's an interactive workbook, very similar to what we received before. How many of y'all have ever attended college and bought a textbook? How much is like a... Well, Chris, you know, you're in school. How much were some of your textbooks? $300 a book? Yeah, to buy a book that the teacher doesn't even teach out of, right? So the book that, what's that? What? Oh. No. What were we going to say? $5,000 for a DVD at middle school. I've never seen a textbook that I would consider worth $300. But I think this textbook that they're going to give you is worth $300, and you get it for free. So that's for new or retakes right now. You pay to go to the class, but all the materials that you need to do the class are provided for you. The project began as a simple update to an existing course, meaning they thought they could redeem our basic training classes. They looked at it, and the more they looked, the worse it got, and they threw it away. So it quickly became a more comprehensive endeavor. Today you see a small glimpse of the content, but you'll have to attend the full class to see a great improvement that have been made. This training has been designed to help you and your new associates to succeed. One of the things I always found interesting when I taught Fast Start training classes is that never once in the Fast Start training class did it ever tell you how to get Fast Start qualified. It never said, well, it was in there one time and it was wrong, but that wasn't how you did it. And so I'm excited that this is very thoughtful and very careful. And there is a science to teaching, and there's a science to learning. And this implements all of those science, you know, those things that science has determined. So let me give you a glimpse of what it's going to look like. Okay? It's a new design, new content, new videos, new participant guide, and a new presenter's guide. How about another sneak peek? Let me turn the volume down. So this is the UC. Welcome to basic training. You're now here. With Power 20. You know what? If I held a gun to some of y'all's head and said, tell me what Power 20 is, or I'm going to blow your brains out, you would say, go ahead and pull the trigger. Because you ain't got a clue what Power 20 is. And Power 20 is where the fun starts. That's when the money gets serious. So please, write this down. What is Power 20? Mr. Burns, would you read that for us? Loud. So meaning, you have to be a director. Regardless means wherever you're at, you can do this, right? Okay, go.
Personally enroll 20 members within a calendar month.
Yourself. Okay.
Have 20 organizational membership cells within a calendar month.
You and your team. Or just your team.
Okay. No more than 12 in any one leg.
Can't get 20 from one leg, that don't work. This month your team qualifies 5 people. How much was your bonus? $500. Unless you weren't Power 20, and then what was your bonus? That's why it's important to know what Power 20 is. If people on your when your people on your team Fast Start qualify, you don't get paid a nickel if you're not Power 20, and if you are, you get $100 every single time. Non-chargebackable bonuses. Is that a word? If it's not, it ought to be. It's descriptive. All right. Continuing with our basic training. Setting up your business. You are an independent contractor. You're working for yourself. Under the tax code, you're a 1099. A lot of people don't know that. They wonder why the company doesn't take taxes out of their money, and they end up in tax problems. You're an independent contractor. You pay your own taxes. You need to keep track of your records. So here's an example of recipe for success. This is one of the videos.
Let's talk about building a large organization, because that's what every one of you, that's what your goal is. How do I build a successful large organization? Well, there's a recipe of success, first of all, that you need to understand that you need to follow. And again, it's a four-step process, and here's what number one is. Number one is you need to learn how to do a presentation. And you'll learn to do that by practicing. All right? But trust me, the first one that I did, it was terrible. In fact, the only person that showed up at the very first meeting that I did was my wife, Beverly. And when I was done doing the presentation, I said, how did I do? And she said, it was terrible and I'm not getting in. But the fact of the matter was, is I continue to practice each and every day. And again, that's a key factor in developing your business is learning how to do a presentation. And how will you do it? You'll get better at it as you practice. The second part of the recipe of success is all of the organizations that we have in our business today have conference calls. Now, why are conference calls critical and important? Because you stay plugged in. Now, think again if you would have invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in a business and they were having a conference call. Do you think you might want to be on it? I would hope so. Because it could be one little nugget that you could pick up from that would make an entirely difference in the way your business is going. Information is critical and important to each and every one of us. So conference calls is number two on the list as far as the recipe of success is concerned. The third process is the weekly meeting system, which one of those major criteria in building a large organization. Weekly meetings became a very critical factor that I recognized need to be established across the country. So as I was developing people into the business, as I would sit down with them, maybe in a location 100 or 200 miles from my home in Atlanta, Georgia, And they would say, well, Dave, what do we do next? I said, number one, learn how to do the PBRs, be plugged into the conference calls. But most importantly, start setting up a weekly meeting system here in your local market areas. And you can start off with, even with lunches or breakfasts and so on and so forth. And make sure you stick with that process because, again, it's critical that people have a place to come and bring guests and hear a good presentation. And then the fourth process is really being involved in seeing the big picture. That's our national convention. Our national conventions are so critical and important because why? You get a chance to come there. You get a chance to see all of the high-level income earners in the world of prepaid legal services. You get to see the people that have associated themselves with our company today, from the political arena to the different business models, recognizing the type of company we are. And with that, you start recognizing this is a much bigger opportunity than you thought when you first were introduced. You know, getting started in any business is kind of like walking into a small little stream. And if you walk in a stream long enough, guess what happens? You'll probably hit a river. And if you walk that river or float in that river, you'll eventually wind up in the ocean. So all of a sudden, the process of becoming and building a large organization is much that process. You start off in a little stream, wind up in the river, and eventually you get to the ocean, and all of a sudden you recognize how big this opportunity really is. It's bigger than anything that you and I can imagine. So again, the process of building that large organization is some of these key factors of the recipe. Now, let me cover them one more time. All right. Number one is learning how to do a PBR. Number two is being plugged into your conference calls. Number three is attending and being involved in your weekly meeting system. And number four is being at the national convention. You leave any one of those out, and I guarantee you, whatever you're cooking is going to go flat because you miss one major ingredient in there. And one major ingredient can make the difference in having a successful business and a large organization. And then work with that team and work with your organization, all right? Make sure that they understand that you're a leader. Each and every day what you do will make the difference in where your business will be a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years down the road. I challenge all of you today, get it right up here. Take the formulas, use the training, and do the process, but most importantly, implement it. And once you've done that, everything falls into place. God bless everybody.
So see, we'll have interactive videos. It'll be cool. You never had that technology before, so Dave Savola gets to come and train you at your basic training class, which is cool. And there'll be other videos like this interspersed throughout it, so keep it fresh. It's 3 hours long, but people that attended it in Virginia, we had our first class we taught, we had 71 people that went to the class, and just one marketplace, which means a lot of the old-timers came back as well as the new people, and everybody loved it. I mean, they were just left on fire. And not only did they leave knowing what to do, they wanted to do what they learned. And there's a difference, right? You can be trained and not be inspired to do what you were trained to do, but if you come out excited and knowing what to do and you actually do it, then you get the rewards of going to the training, okay? So basic training, certification of designated trainers is occurring now. New training classes can begin as soon as the trainer is certified and has received new materials. Additionally, new courses and content will be introduced throughout 2013, which is cool that it's not going to be a static training. They're going to be constantly tweaking it and updating it, adding new things to it, so it's always going to be fresh. Our goal is that everyone will attend the new basic training class before coming to the Oklahoma City Convention in April, okay? So Chris will be y'all's trainer, which I can't imagine a better trainer than that, which would be great. And he's working on certification now. We'll have the class scheduled. As soon as we do, we'll let you know. And you guys from Idaho are welcome to come down to attend that class. I think it'll be great. All right, so we talked about this last month in Virginia. I don't know if you guys went through this, but in thinking of the goals that you set for the new year or last month at Super Saturday, let me ask you some questions. Did you write the goals down? Because a goal not written down is a wish. And wishes never come true. Hopes and wishes, I mean, it's nice to have them, I guess, but they never come true. Goals written down, what happens to them, Chris? Oftentimes they come to pass, and sometimes better than what you thought. Second thing, are those goals that you wrote down, are they specific and are they measurable? Meaning, it's not to say, I want to be ED. Yeah, that's what I want to do. I mean, that's not a goal. Even if you wrote it down, it's really not useful. I mean, especially if you're a new associate, right? It's not really achievable in any time soon. It's not really measurable because, you know, people say, how'd you do on your goal? You go, well, I didn't hit it. What was your goal? It was really hard, you know? So pick some goals that are measurable and achievable. Did you assign a deadline? And that's the other thing with a goal is that not only do you need to write it down, it needs to be, you know, reasonable, specific and measurable, but you need to have a deadline when you'll get it done. It's better to not have a deadline. I mean, it's better to have a deadline than not, but I would say write it down. And just pick a date that feels right to you. You know, I had a date when I wanted to qualify executive director. I had a definite plan on how to get there. And I qualified executive director on the day that I set. And I set the goal 90 days in advance. But I had all these little goals that led up to the big goal, and I drove my paperwork to the home office from Fort Worth to Ada, Oklahoma, and turned it in, and I qualified the very day that I set. So there is something about putting a deadline down, because it's like do or die trying, right? It's not just like, hey, I'd like to get there someday if the planets line up. You say, you know what, do or die trying, I'm going to get this done. I'm going to do it by this day. And then go do it. And tell people around you what your goal is so they can support you and help you, especially your team. I mean, remember, Chris, I told you guys knew what our goal was. And quite frankly, had our team not stepped up at the last minute, we wouldn't have qualified. They were so invested in our goal that they qualified us. They actually came to my house and said, we know you're short in this leg, some sales to qualify, and so here. And they actually gave us a gift of enough applications to qualify. So it wasn't like I did it. It was because my team knew I had a written specific goal, and my goal was their goal, and they supported us and allowed us to get there. So there's magic in some of this stuff. Things that don't add up and when you first look at it and you first do it, but the universe comes to your support if you'll tell the universe what you want. And most of us never get what we want because we never involve God or the universe in our plans. What do they say? Knock and you shall? Yeah, I mean, you have your part to do too, right? Are you willing to reach your destiny in 2013? And quite frankly, you got family that are depending on you. They need you to do this. And it's doable, because we wouldn't be playing around with this. It's not like we're faking you guys out. I'm not trying to jazz you up so we can make some money off of you. This is for real. This is doable. This is achievable, and it's something for you. All right, the action plan. Meaning, what's our goal? Sell more and recruit more. And we get paid by the memberships that are sold on our team or that we sell, but our fortunes are created by the people that we recruit in a system that allows them to do what we're doing as well. They duplicate what we do. All right, and this is just an example of promotion for events, and I know you guys have it. But we have a meeting in Roanoke, Virginia, which is our big market town near where I live. We have a goal of 50% of our room being guests, and we're going to be starting a new meeting in my hometown of Lexington, Virginia, and our goal is 50% guests. If you want to know if your marketplace is in momentum, count up the number of guests from the number of associates. And if you have 50% or more of the room in guests, your marketplace is in momentum. If it's less than that, you're not in momentum. And so I would say right now, your marketplace is not in momentum. So this week, when is your meeting this week here in Salt Lake? You have Thursday, and then there's one in Layton on Tuesday. Is that right? Okay, so and then we have St. George, and I'm sure meetings up in Idaho. But let's just use Chris's example. We want to work hard this week, all of us, because I'm going to be in the presentation, and I'll do the best job that I can. You guys like my presentation today?
Yeah.
Now, don't you wish you'd have had some other people with you, you know? I mean, some more guests. I'll do that same presentation. I'll try to be better. But if we can get 50% of the room on Thursday that are guests, all of a sudden now Salt Lake Marketplace, at least part of Utah, is in momentum. It's as simple as that. We can go from no momentum to momentum simply by breaking that 50% rule, okay? All right, and we do a Super Saturday once a month as well, and that's going to be our guest speaker. And you guys, you know, do similar things as well. So that ends that part of the training. You guys, that was good, huh? That's good. You know what, Doug? Okay, we're going to do the training on the comp plan now. I have not prepared this at all, which means I'm going to go into this as cold as you. We're going to figure this out together. It's going to be the power of the mastermind. We're going to do our best to figure out the comp plan and how the money works. You'll be surprised. You know, we talk about it at the business briefing all the time. And you understand that the business briefing is a very small percentage of the ways the company pays. There's a lot more money in that besides that. When I went to my first Fast Start class, I assumed that the money they talked about at the business briefing was all that was available. And my trainer was Cliff Malloy and Patrick Shaw. Imagine that for Fast Start trainers. You were there, weren't you? Did you go back? No, you were working that day, I think. But we went to this class. And they said, normally we don't do this, but we're going to show you where all the nickels are buried. We're going to take you through every nickel in the plan. And we went through everything. And it freaked me out. Because I went in there thinking that I could make my house payment. And then I realized, if we do this right, we could set our grandchildren up. There's a lot of money in the comp plan. So you guys want to go through it together? Okay, so don't look at me as an expert. I'm not an expert on the comp plan. I don't have the numbers already written up. We're just going to figure out how to do it. So, Jason, were we able to get... Okay, so Jason's going to get us the comp plan. Let's do some scenarios so that we can keep it simple. Not that these are realistic. This is not the way it would work. It's much less than the way it works, so we're going to be conservative. Okay? So I'm not going to do pie in the sky. In a perfect world, this is how much money you can make if everything works exactly right. Because we all know that the problem with our business is there's people in it. You know? If we could figure out how to get robots in our business and just program them, it would be a lot better. But they haven't got the robot technology where it needs to be yet. So, all right. Let's. How many directors? If you're a director in the room, and we're gonna do this as from executive director status, okay? Which we didn't talk about at the briefing, which gives you some additional bonus, which doesn't look like a lot of money. It's like $40-something, but you'll understand why it's important. But let's talk about to be a director. What do you need in your organization to qualify for to be a director? As far as structure, you need 3 manager teams. And to be a manager, you need 3 senior associates, right? But in our example, we're just going to say that you have 1 director leg, okay? So you actually have 3, but in this example, we're just going to look at 1. And that 1 director leg sells 10 memberships, okay? So just you can write that down. You're an executive. Okay, this is you. You're so happy. And you have a leg over here that's a director. Yeah, this is terrible. I've carefully selected the worst one, I think. Maybe the blue one, huh? That's better. All right, this one is a director organization, and this director organization sells 10 memberships. Okay? Now, they're going to do a lot more than that, but we're just doing this for conceptual reasons, right? We're not actually running scenarios. We're just trying to figure out how the comp plan works and where the money comes from. You have 1 manager leg, and from that manager leg, you have 10 sales, okay? And from this leg, which is your senior associate, you have 10 sales. And from this associate leg, you have 10 sales, okay? So we're just doing it simple to keep it simple. What is your commission level? How much do you make when you sell a membership as an executive? $252. Okay. This month you sell 5. You can get your calculators out. You don't have to do it in your head. How much did you make? Oh, you got a glare? Yeah, can you guys pull the doors so we get the glare off the screen or slot? Okay, so what is it? Say, so write that down. How do we make $1,250? Is that a lot? It's doable, isn't it? As an executive, if you go out and just market a membership a week on an average month, you make $1,200. So that's cool. So write that down. That's in your earn column. This is what you could make. What is your override between your director, organization, and you? What's your override? No, it's not. No, it's not. There's no override between a director and executive director. They're the same level, right? There is no position above director. There is no override above director. Once you're a director, you get all the money there is available in the basic comp plan. Executive directors are qualified for a bonus, right? They call it a bonus. It's not an override. It's a bonus. And you only get it under certain situations, right? You have to qualify for it. So your director team sells 10 memberships. They all get paid. And what is your override? 0. You're a director and they're a director, correct? But you're eligible for a bonus. Because last month you qualified by having 50 sales on your team or personally. That's how we got here. That's how you guys got here. That's your team last month. It sold enough memberships to qualify you, right? That's how we did it. So this month you're getting a bonus on every sale. How much did you make in not in overrides, but in bonuses on your director team? $45, is that right? Times 10? How much? Okay, write that in your earn column. All right, in your manager organizations, how much does a manager make when they sell a membership? 172. And what's the difference between their override and your override? No. Between a manager and a director? $34. And how many sales did they make? 10. Put that in your earn column. $340. What else do you earn on a manager team when you're an executive? You get your bonus, right? You get your $45 executive director bonus. It's not an override, it's a bonus. But you get it because you qualified for it last month, so you earn it this month. So how much is that? How much? You understand why we're doing tens? I'm doing tens because I don't do math and I'm not even going to do it. So how much is it? How do we figure that? The difference between a manager pay and a director, there's a difference between those two levels, right? So it's $35 times 10, this gives us $350. And where do we get the $450 from? There's a bonus that you get because you qualified last month. And you get that on every sale. So you get it from your manager team, right? And you had 10 team sales from your managers. 10 times $45 is $450. Everybody up to speed? Some of y'all are faking and you act like, I didn't even pay attention to math class. I'm not doing this. This is cool because it's your money. And this is a good scenario. I think it's a realistic scenario of what can go on with your team. Now, your senior associates, there's an override between you and them, right? There's a difference between your commission level and theirs. How much do they make? Jason, can we get that screen up? Because we're going to get into some numbers that will be a little harder to do. How much does a senior make? 130. What's the difference between a senior and a director? How did we figure that? Yeah, but you know what? People say, it makes sense to you, right? But how do we figure it? How many levels are there between a director and a senior? There's two. So you take two times the amount per level, which is $34, $35, whatever. So two times that is how much? 70, right? What do we say? This is called $70, call it even. And how many sales came out of your manager team? And what's 10 times 70? 700. Put that in your earn column. Now you're still eligible for something from those manager teams. What is that? Your bonus. And how much is your bonus? How do you figure? Are you figuring this out, Jed? Does this make any sense to you at all? No. Because see, that's what I'm afraid of, is that people start checking out. And they think, well, I can't figure this out. So I'm going to use you as an example, Jed. If you're an executive director, you need to understand this because you're going to be an executive director. When you qualify for the bonus, you get a bonus on every sale on your team, no matter who it is, no matter where they're at. $45 shows up in your bank account every single time. Boom, boom, boom. So this month, your senior associate team sells 10 memberships. What's 10 times 45? It's $450, right? So that would be an extra bonus that you would earn on top of the overrides that you earn on the senior associate team. So we're going to add $450 to our earned column. Okay? Now, our associate team probably is not going to get 10 sales, but in this example, they do. They probably would just get 5 because then they would move up, right? So how much do we make in overrides from our associate team? What's the difference between associate sale? How much associates make? 103. And what do you make? 207, right? We don't ever look above director when we're looking at overrides because that's the top position. So 103 from 207. Do you see that when your associates make a sale, that you make as much money on that sale as they do? Is there an incentive for you to help them? Do you see why nice guys and gals finish first? The more people you help, dreams come true, the more likely your dreams will come true. Okay, so what's the difference between? It's about $100, $103 times 10, right? Because they sold 10. In this example, how much do you get on that? Put that in your earn column. Now you get something else on that, Jed. What is it? I'm gonna make you interact. What's the bonus? Remember, you're an executive, So you're a director with a bonus, or they call you an executive, and that's $45, right? On what sales? Every sale. Even yours, right? You get your director pay plus your bonus on your own personal sales. So your little baby associate team, brand new people in the business, they got paid when they turned it in, but you got paid as well, and now you're going to get a bonus. So what's 10 times the bonus? How many sales are we talking about? That's right. That's 450. Okay. All right. Can we add it up? Is that right? Agreed? Run the numbers, guys. Some of y'all don't work your business very hard because you don't know how much money you're losing. You're assuming, I don't know. They just think the money shows up. Because doesn't it look easy when I make the presentation? Just like it shows up in your account. But this is a business, guys. You need to understand how it works. There's mechanisms. There's gears that go together that make this thing work. And then we need to understand how that works. So what's their grand total this month? $5,100. How many sales in your team? How many? We do need five more, don't we? So next month, we're not going to qualify, are we? We made some good money this month, didn't we? But we're five sales short. Oh, no. You ever been there, Clancy? You ever been there, Ryan? It's the last day of the month, five sales short. And Jed, there is no hope for you. There's nothing you can do about it. You're five sales short. So next month, you're not going to qualify. Sorry. But you do have what? Options. So what could you do? You could call your team, right? And you could browbeat them and say, guys, I am five sales short, I am not going to qualify, and I'm going to lose my house. Get out there and sell something, right? Do people care about your problems as much as they care about their problems? They really don't. And if you want to know a clue in this business, you need to just take that inside your head, is that nobody cares about you or your family like you do. So don't expect them to. And that's upline, downline. Don't be expecting people to fix your problems. Or, you know, oh, my upline will fall back one level if I don't make it. He has to come help me. They don't care about you or your problems like you do. Don't expect them to. And what did I teach? One of my favorite quotes, Chris quotes me. What did I say? In this scenario about your team has let you down. Don't let your team hold you hostage, right? You could sit there and hope your team puts memberships through before 2 o'clock, right? And that you'll make it and you'll call the next morning and find out if they saved you. But here's what I'd do. I'd go recruit somebody, right? I'd go sell some memberships. I would get it done because the difference between qualifying and not qualifying is tremendous because it's $45 on every sale in your team, including your own. It's a difference of thousands of dollars a lot of times. So if you find yourself at the end of the month with sales short, you can work with your team, and that's good. Rally the cop, you know, rally the troops. Try to shake out any loose sales, any sales that are pending, any fast start qualifications that maybe we could wrap up. That's part of you being a business owner and running your own organization. But don't let your team hold you hostage. Now, there's been many times when I first started in my business where the last day of the month I would be 7 sales short, 12 sales short, and my wife would freak out, you know, because we were doing all right, but we weren't making a lot of money, and we needed to qualify every month. And she'd say, I can't stand it, you know, and I'm in there working the phones. And I'd call up friends, and I'd say, you remember when I showed you Legal Shield and showed you that membership? Yeah. I go, you remember when you said that someday that you would, you know, you might buy it? And yeah, I go, that day has come. Right? That day has come. And they're like, all right, come over, you know. I mean, it's like series of a heart attack. I got to get it done, right? I'm only 5 sales short, and I have a lady on my team, and I swear, you think I'm lying, she has missed qualification for executive director over a dozen times by less than 5 sales. She's missed it probably six or eight times by one membership. She would turn in 75 memberships the last day of the month, and one of them wouldn't qualify, wouldn't process. And she'd call me up and say, "Oh, I can't believe that membership." And she acted like it was no big deal. I would kill myself. First off, don't send in, now it's 50 sales, it used to be 75. Don't send in 50 sales the last day of the month, or the qualifying 50 sales. Send in 58, right? And don't send them in the last day of the month. Your month should end about the 23rd. You ought to just tell your team, we're wrapping this up by the 23rd, 25th of the month. So we have time to scramble in case stuff doesn't process. Because I promise you, if you send in 10 applications the last day of the month, one of them's not going to go. Something's wrong. The credit card won't process. You forgot to get a signature. Something happened, right? And it just makes me sick to see people let their minimums be their maximums, right? If the minimums, when we had 75 sales a month, guess how many people most people sold? 75. Not 76, 75, right? And then when they changed it to 50, guess how many they sold? You'd think they'd sell 74, right? Because they could get a little less. And you think, well, the more you sell, the more you... So they go, oh, 50 sales? If we lowered it to 10, people would get 9. They wouldn't be making any money. But I'm just telling you, that's human nature. And we need to, in our heads as business owners, as team leaders, as motivators, as committed associates, we need to change the way we approach the qualification period and the qualification amount because it's critical. So what are we going to do on this team? How are we going to fix this? What's the surest way to make sure we get our counters? It's last day of the month. Clancy, what would you do? I'd sell some memberships. So we're gonna have to go sell some 5 more memberships. How much do we make on each membership? How much? 252, and we have to sell how many? How much is that? Isn't this awful? We had to go and sell 5 more. And the company will punish you for doing this. Right? It was beat you up, make you feel terrible by giving you an additional $1,250 in commissions. Plus you get a bonus, which is how much? $45, Jed, right? On every sale, you sold these, but you still get it on your own sales. So how much do you get? Does this include the commission? I mean, this I think includes both. So what's our grand total? I can do this one. How many sales are we talking about? 50. Don't do 50. Do 51. Do 55, right? The more you sell, the more you make. So we could make our minimums our maximums. And if that's what you have to do to get qualified, get qualified. That's the most important thing is to get qualified. Now, is there any other money in this compensation plan? What? You're crazy talk, Mr. Burns. Breakaways off your directors. Why would you get a director breakaway? You get a bonus on their production. Here's the deal, Jed. If your people do as well as you do, the company has a bonus to make sure that you get compensated anyway. So they actually make a new bonus. It's called a director breakaway. So if you're a director and I'm on your team and I'm a director, when I sell a membership, you don't make an override because we're at the same level. You get a bonus because you're an executive. If you're an executive, you get a bonus. But as a director, you can get a called a director breakaway, meaning you get money off of my team besides the override. So let's talk about how that works. This is the dark magic side of Legal Shield that nobody knows. Secret handshake club. All right. Can somebody read that fine print? Jason, can you read that on the screen? On your screen? Just read it loud. First off, if you're a director in your first year, you get it anyway. After that, you have to qualify for it. And it's kind of like Power 20, but you only have to have 15. How many per leg? Maximum? No more than 5 per leg. Okay? So if you have 3 legs or more, do we have that in our example? Yeah, we got 45 sales. We're all right. We get the bonus. So how much is it? And what do we get it on? So look at that, and we're going to look at Qualified Director Breakaway 1. No. Yeah. Is that right? Okay. Yeah. Qualified director breakaway one. You get $8.30 on every sale in a director, a first level director breakaway leg. So how much do we make off of our director organization? Okay, so add that to your earned total. Now let me show you how this works, just an example. And I'll tell you where I make most of my money. If your director has a director, you get a bonus for that as well. All the production on the director below your director, how much do you get on that production? $6.91 on every sale and the director under your director's entire organization. Now, you guys know in the new comp plan, director's a lot of people. I mean, it takes like 100-something people to make a director leg by structure, right? It could be a lot of people with a lot of sales. But your director, who has created a director, has that director's now created another director underneath them. Now you have three levels of directors. How much do you make on that director, three levels of directors below you? Keep in mind, there are a lot of people between each director that are not qualified or who are not directors, right? So by the time you get three levels of directors down, there's hundreds of people in that organization. Okay? So how much do you get on the third level director breakaway? On what? On every sale in that director's organization. In that third level director's organization. And you understand how it keeps going down. Six levels of directors, qualified directors, if they're not qualified, they don't get the bonus, which means you do. Okay, that level collapses, the money comes up to the next qualified director. Guess where I make most of my money? Director bonuses, overrides, executive director bonuses, or director breakaway bonuses? Director breakaway bonuses. We don't even talk about this in the comp plan. When your team gets big, that's where most of your money comes from. It looks like nickels and dimes, doesn't it? It's only $34. $34 multiplied over multiple levels, over thousands of people and thousands of memberships, is a lot of money. Is that cool? And that chart just shows you what happens if they're qualified and not qualified. All right, can we slide it up and say, in this example, you don't have an executive underneath you, but we're going to talk about this because I want you guys to see how this works. Now, you guys know when you're an executive and you create an executive, you no longer get a breakaway bonus. You don't get your executive director bonus because they get it. How much were you getting on that team? $45 on every sale, and now they qualify as an executive too. You make nothing on them because you're at the same level. You're both directors. You're both executive directors. Now you're screwed, right? No, because the company always makes sure that as well as your people do, you do better. There's a fix for that problem. Okay, so don't worry if your people do well. You want everybody on your team to pass you up. You'll be all right. Right, Chris? I wish all my downline were Platinum 7s. I wish you all go Platinum 7, and I wish I just stayed at Bronze. I'd be all right. You know? Call me Bronze and send me $40,000 a month. I don't care. All right, so here's the executive director. First off, we have funny names. We have fun names for our breakaways. If you're an executive and somebody on your team makes executive, what do they call you? And if you get another organization that becomes an executive, so you have one leg, this one starts at 2, so now what are you? And this one does it, and this one does it, and this one does it. Goes up to platinum. And then when you get to platinum 7, another leg does, and it goes to... Whenever Dave Cibola gets there, they'll make a new level. There is no limit on how far up we can go. I think it's diamond 32. I don't know. Platinum 7 is $1 million a year, just to let you know. Do you want to make $1 million a year? You need to get platinum 7. How do you do that? Create an executive until you get to platinum 7, and then you're $1 million a year. It's impossible to make less than $1 million a year as a platinum 7. Way less. It'll be way more than $1 million a year. So, that's how we go wide to get metal levels and greatly increase our income because you start picking up, and I'll go through those bonuses. But this is when an executive director breaks an executive director. Okay? You've lost the override now because they're at the same level as you. They get the same bonus as you. So where do we pick up? An executive director level 1. How much do you make on that executive director's entire organization? $13.83. What's the minimum they can produce to qualify for executive? Let's do the minimum times that amount. How much is that? Is it really? Is that the... Because of the director breakaway and the bronze override. We'll have to go into, we'll go into that bronze override. But he's saying actually the minimum that you can make off of an entire organization when they break away from you is $32 on every sale. But we're just going to take one part of that $32 and see where it comes from. $13.83 on every sale on your team times 50 sales is how much? $650 just on that one breakaway. And then you would pick up your director breakaway bonuses, right? You still get those. Plus, you get a bronze override bonus because they move you over. They give you a bronze executive. How far down do you make overrides on your executive director teams? Let's assume that your executive, that you as an executive, have an executive in your downline who has an executive in their 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 downline. How much did you make on this sale, on this entire organization? 69 cents. Not a lot of money. It's a lot of money. And a lot of sales and a lot of people. Do you understand the concept? Your team gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and the breakaways get less and less, but it's on more and more volume because your team is bigger and bigger and bigger. Jason, can we look at the bronze, silver, gold, platinums? And we're not going to do this in this example. I'm going to just conceptually throw this out here for you. You are an executive director and you break an executive director, they call you what? Okay, there is no override between that director, because you're a director and they're a director, you just get a bonus, and there is no executive director bonus because they get it. So the company gives you something to make up for that. How much do you get? Pull it up a little bit, Jason. Oh, that's platinum. I'm sorry. Where did it go? There it goes. Okay. $9.68 is the difference between the two on every sale in that organization and where else? It's not just on that team that broke away from you. They give you $10 on every sale in your entire organization. So now your bonus, your executive director bonus, is 45 plus 10, which is what? $50 on every sale in your entire organization except for that sale, that leg, which you would get the $10. Now you become silver. Now what's your bonus? $6.91 plus $9.68 plus $45, right? Because you keep your $45 on any leg that's not an executive. You still get that money. Plus you pick up $6.91 plus you get $9.68. So you have two legs that are at least doing 50 sales a month, right? So that's 100 sales right there. Now you're getting $10 and $7 on all those sales. Plus you've picked up 60-something dollars now on your entire organization, or almost $60 on every sale on your team. But now you have another leg that breaks, and now you're gold. So you have three legs you're not getting overrides on. You're not getting any bonuses to break or any executive directors because they're getting them. So the company compensates you by doing what? They move you up. They give you an additional bonus. What do they give you at gold? $5.53 on what? Every sale on your team, including your own. The sales that come out of non-executive director legs, how much do you make? $45, right? Because you get that on every, you know, on any non-ED legs. They get $45 plus what do you get? $9.68 plus $6.91 plus $5.53. Now, we're not running income scenarios, but if we did, you guys would wet your pants. Now you're platinum. Okay? It means you have four organizations that you no longer get overrides on and you no longer get your $45 bonus on. So, woe is me? No. Company takes care of you, right? The better your people do, the better you do. What do you pick up as a platinum? $2 and 77 cents. Doesn't seem like a lot of money. So on any legs that don't have an executive director in them, what do you make? $45 plus $6,968 plus $691 plus $553 plus $277. We actually ran the scenarios. We did a Super Saturday, and that's all we did all day was just play with the numbers. And people freaked out. Because they look at it and they go, oh, yeah, you can make a couple thousand a month. No, you make $2,000 a day. You know, with not a really big team and not everybody killing themselves. This is really designed for part-time people to build a full-time income. Now, as a platinum, do they have the platinum perks on there? When you're a platinum, they have a program called Platinum Perks, which is when you can earn a Bentley, which I don't know if I'd drive a Bentley in Lexington, Virginia. I live on a farm with a dirt road. I would have to just drive from my house to the car wash, you know? I said if I accidentally won it, I'd sell it and buy three cars I really wanted. So, amazing trips and additional bonuses on top. What do you think now, Chris, platinum income entails with all the new money and everything that's going on? I know you looked at it. That's an additional bonus. Just getting to platinum. So the difference between gold and platinum is $100,000 a year in additional income. So do you want to be platinum? How do you get there? Guns to your head. You need four organizations with an executive director in each of them. How do you do that? Get yourself to executive director and teach your people how you did it. And encourage them and help them, right? Nice guys and gals finish first in this comp plan. There's a lot more money than this in the comp plan, but we're going to stop here. Is that enough? I think that this example is enough. And understand, this would never happen because you don't have one director leg if you're an executive director. Right? You're going to have more than that, most likely. But let's just say this is our example, $6,350. It may not fund all your dreams, but could you get out of debt in a hurry? And we're assuming 50 sales a month. Not 500, not 5,000, not 50,000. 50. But what if your team did 100? Can I tell you what happened to me? I was gold executive director, sometimes platinum. And so that's all that money, right? And I had an organizations over here that were not they were not executive directors. So I built some other teams, right? And they were managers, directors, and seniors, and associates, and different levels. I had 400 sales a month from non-executive director organizations, which means I was getting gold override bonus on everything in those organizations, plus the executive, you know, they get the executive director bonus, plus the overrides. And so I'll give you some tips, and your upline may have a different opinion, and so I would say follow your team's lead. But for me, this is what I did. I recruited Mike, David, and Chris, and my promise to you guys was, because the way the comp plan was structured back then, I would not go wider than three until you guys each qualify for director. And so I actually placed my fourth, fifth, and on underneath one of my brothers, and I would just alternate through their organizations, and they did the same thing. So they didn't go wider than three. And so their fourth person went under their first person, right? And we just build organizations three wide and then built depth. And so every level, when we brought them on, we say, look, we will help you build your business, but the people that you bring on, you have to return the favor. So those people didn't go wider than three. And they began placing their people in their organization. So I had a team that was not very wide, but was very deep. Okay? You understand what's going on? Because everybody's helping the people below them. They're not going 12 wide. They're going three wide. And everyone else they're placing into their team. So I did not start my fourth team until my 13th month. But when I was at 12 months in the business with just three teams, I was making about $13,000 a month in overrides. So a lot of people think, well, you've got to have like 100 people, you know, 100 organizations before you make any money. You really don't. And when I started my fourth organization and got them into production, my income went to about $20,000 a month. So how many people do we really need to make her a six-figure income? How many need to, how many leaders do you need, team leaders do you need, to create a six-figure income? You just need three. Right? A lot of people say, well, I have three people and I'm not doing anything. Anybody relate to that? I've recruited more than three people. Here's the problem. We're not recruiting robots. We can't program them. Humans have free will, and they do what they want. And we can help and inspire and cajole and plead and cry on the last day of the month and all kinds of things to manipulate them. But in the end, they do what they want, right? And so what do we have to do? If you can't change your people, change your people. And the reason I make more money than you do, or Chris makes more money than you do, is because I have a lot more people not doing anything than you do. I have tens of thousands of people who could sell a membership this month who won't. Why is that? Because they're not robots. They have free will and they choose not to do it. Right? So how do we compensate for human nature? We need more humans. That's the only way around the flaw that we have in our comp plan, which is we have to work with humans, is to get more humans. And so what does it take to find a leader? How many do you have to recruit to find a leader? Not that you won't make money with people, or that they don't have an opportunity, because they do, but how many statistically does it take to get one person to stick and stay and go out and get their pay? It's 12. Statistically, it's 12. So if you need three, how many do you need to recruit to get three? 36. How long do you want to take to get that done? You could recruit one person a month and get 36 people, and you would get three leaders. Correct, Chris? No, you wouldn't.
I was doing math in my head. I recruited 40 people.
No. Oh, no. Stop. If you recruit one person a month for 3 months, you will recruit, for 36 months, you'll recruit 36 people, and you'll get three leaders.
No.
No. How many do we have?
What?
How many leaders?
Well, you have?
Yeah.
If you do it in that scenario?
Yeah.
Zero.
They'll die before you ever get the next person in. One person a month will not do it. And so how many of y'all have heard the rumblings that there's a Recruit 20 deal going on next month? Okay, those of you who don't know, we're not keeping it a secret, and we want you to know about it, and we'll give you the information where you can do it. But what you want to do is recruit 30 people, 40 people in about 90 days. So in March, recruit 20, right? And we're teaching you how to do it, and we're learning ourselves. But get 20 people recruited personally in the month of March, and then finish it out. Get another 30 before the end of 90 days. I mean, a total of 30 by the end of 90 days. So bring those 36 people in quickly. I mean, do it in 90 days or 100 days. And what you'll find out is, and this is true across the board in network marketing in any company, and we're not an exception to it. People who come in and piecemeal this over a long period of time, it never works. It's the same amount of numbers, and it's the same amount of work, but when you drag it out over a long period of time, the breakage, the fallout, is more than what you're putting in. People are going out quicker than you're coming in. What you want to do is bring a bunch of people in at once. And Chris, if you'd help me, I mean, tell us what you did and how, I mean, because I think people need to understand what it looked like for us when we started this business. Because people think we're lucky, or because it was all the brothers working together, or there's some reason why we were successful. And there is, but people don't know what it is, and I don't know if they acknowledge it. So would you share with us what kind of the real numbers of that and what happened?
I don't
stand up next to me and they can hear you.
Well, I don't even
give Chris a hand because I love him. He's awesome.
I don't remember the numbers.
No, it doesn't matter. It's the concept.
Yeah, the concept is we went fast. I mean, you said we had, what, 9 guests at our second meeting?
Yeah.
Thank you. So first meeting, we all go there as guests, 4 guests.
I had 3 guests my second meeting. I went with my wife. The next meeting, I had 3 guests. Okay? My guests went home as associates with videos and showed it to their friends and family.
Yeah.
And we brought back 9.
9 guests.
9 guests the next week.
The next week. And so, and think about this. And I've been plugged in here now for a month or so. And we don't see that. We don't see one person show up with 3 guests, and then the next week, all those people come back with 9 guests, right? And then the next week, all those people come back with more guests,
And this is how he's making $13,000 a month after, 12, 13 months? Something like that. Because it went fast. We didn't get one here, one there. It was, as a team, we were bringing in.
And it wasn't just what I was doing.
Yeah.
You guys did what I did.
Right.
You're like, Chris, Jeff brought three people last week. I'm going to get 12, And so they're trying to outdo me. My sibling rivalry is nice when you're on top of it, right? Like, if Jeff can do it, I can do better than that, right? And so it wasn't just Chris doing it, but Chris had guys in his team that thought, you bring a guest every week or more. And there was an expectation that that's how you build a business. You show videos during the week, and you bring the guests that are interested in the briefing, and you get them a video, and you have them do what you do while you continue to do it, and everybody brings their guests. And because it was the expectation and people were doing it, guess what the new people did? They did the same thing because that's all they knew. They thought that's how you build a business. It's getting a lot of people in a short amount of time. And here's the reality, guys. I rode that first 3 months of my business for the last 13 years. That team that I built and that you built, yeah. Right? And you basically, that's true for you. I mean,
very true.
Chris really has ridden his first 90 days for the rest of his business. Now, we've added new teams to it. But what's interesting is that the teams that we've added since then have not done as well as those first teams that we built.
Yep.
I mean, all the money I've made, the millions plus, to almost $2 million, has come out of those first three people. A little bit from the fourth and almost nothing from all the other ones. Well, not nothing, but relatively nothing. So if you know that, right, we're telling you, what should you do? One person a month for the next 3 years? No, go crazy for 90 days. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're not worried about necessarily about the quality of the people at that point, because you don't have time to do that. Are you? I mean, you're not going to go scrape everybody off the street, but you're still not willing to go crazy trying to figure out who does what.
Don't go at it to recruit bottom feeders. Okay?
Yeah, I'm saying, if you don't do that,
but if a bottom feeder wanted to join my team while I'm trying to get 20, if he has a checkbook and a breath, I would recruit him. Because what you'll find out is that losers know winners. And what you have to do as an upline is to work with that person whose skill set's not where it needs to be to help them find a leader. Because here's what I've learned. Seldom is the person who changes your business the person you recruit. Seldom. It's usually three or four levels below that person. And you will never find that person unless you help them find them. Meaning you actually get in and work with those teams, right? I mean, you help Chris. I mean, if I look at this, and not to take away from what you've done, because you're awesome and you're an incredible leader and you've done great things, but when I look at what your number one leader came from, is you recruited Jen, right? And Jen recruited Larry, and Larry recruited Tony, and Tony went on to be your biggest leader in that organization, correct? And so from me, where is Tony? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay? And Chris did not become my big leader for a couple years. I mean, you said in your second year you made 40,000, and Tony made over 100,000 his first year, right? I recruited Dave Hall. Oh, no, I didn't recruit Dave Hall. I recruited Dave Hughes, who recruited his parents. Did they recruit you, Dave? I think they recruited Dave, right? And so Dave is four levels below me. It's me, Dave Hughes, his parents-in-law, and Dave Hall. Okay? So how did I get Dave Hall in my business? The system got Dave Hall in my business. So a lot of you are looking at your front line, you're going, I don't think these are the people that are going to do it for me. They won't. I mean, it's very unusual. I was very fortunate to have two very accomplished brothers frontline who did very well. I had another brother frontline who struggled in the business. Quite frankly, he did not have the success that the rest of the family have. And I think it was a combination of skill set and personal choice. But I had two that went on to great success. But what's interesting is their success came from their organization in depth. It wasn't that they were great salespeople or personally great recruiters, because none of us have recruited a lot of people. When you look at how many I've recruited, I've recruited less than one a month in my career with the company in 14 years. Far less than one a month. But I recruited a sled load my first year. I was a maniac. And people say, well, I want to make sure I have time for bowling. And I've got kids and I need to run carpool. And you know what? Success does not come without sacrifice. And if you think this is easy, it would be sleazy, and it's not. You just have to rearrange some stuff in your life and get a little out of balance for a while. Not forever, 90 days, right? And we sat our kids down. You know, we had four little kids. And we sat them down and said, look, Mom and Dad are going to do this. Dad's got to get out of his job, and we need your help, right? And we were honest with them and told them, Mom's not going to be here all the time like she used to be. She's going to have to go to a business briefing. We're going to go to trainings on Saturdays. So we're going to be leaving you with babysitters and things. But, you know, your life is going to change, not forever, because Mom will come home. And when Mom comes home, then eventually Dad will come home and you'll have us both here. And you know what our kids said? Go for it. We'll support you. And they did. And great things have happened to our children. I mean, Chris, you were there. You remember when we started the business, I bet, don't you? And how did we live before the business? I was always home after 9 months, yeah. So, you know, my counsel to you, my advice to you is, when we run with us. Okay? When your upline runs, run with them. If you can get your downline to run, when you run, have them run with you. And tell them, we're going to get out of balance for 90 days. It's going to be nuts. We're going to recruit everybody who will let us. And how much does it cost right now, net? What's your problem? What's my problem? Did we not understand that, right? And I just think we're in bad habits. We're just kind of in the flow of mediocrity. And I hope that this weekend is a little bit of a shake-up and a wake-up to us that the opportunity is better than it's ever been. And we're just wasting time. And none of us are getting any younger. And we never know what tomorrow holds. And I'm going to tell you what's happened to me. Okay, you guys, a lot of y'all that are my friends and my associates have heard, you know, some of the stories. But 5 years ago, 4 years ago, we were taking my daughter Aubrey to, she's an equestrian. We're taking her to the horse barn to drop her off. And we had ordered a birthday cake. We were going to go to Central Market and buy this, get her birthday cake. And we're going to go home and decorate the house. And have a big party for her. I just think it was her 13th. I think it was her 13th birthday. Whatever. What was it? 16th. Her 16th birthday. That would be right. 16th birthday. So we're going to make a big deal of it. We pull out of the barn. We go down just about a half a block, and a kid comes around a hairpin curve, about 60 miles an hour. We're doing about 45, and he loses control of his car and hits us head on, and it rolls the front of my. I'm in a big heavy SUV, but he rolls the front of my truck up, knocks both of us out. My foot gets caught up in the floorboard of the car between the engine and the tire and the floorboard. It's like a trash compactor. And it crushed my foot and turned the bones in my foot into paste. So the only bone I have left is the big toe bone. Everything from there over in the middle part of my foot was liquefied. So I spent 7 months basically in traction. I had to keep my foot in a foam block elevated above my heart while I laid flat on my back for almost 7 months, meaning I didn't work that year at all. I told Cindy, if I can walk, and there was no guarantee that I would. In fact, they told me that I probably would, and I almost lost my foot a couple times from infections and blood flow issues. But I said, if I can walk, we're moving to Virginia, because we had fallen in love with Virginia. We'd spent all this time, you know, we'd made good money, and we could literally live anywhere we want. And we were living in Fort Worth, Texas, which we liked, but we didn't love it. It didn't feel like it was the place for us. You know, it's not where I wanted to live my dream life. And we went to Virginia, the Shenandoah Valley. Has anybody ever been to the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia? You've heard songs about it. I mean, it's absolutely, I think, one of the most beautiful places in the world. And the prettiest place of the prettiest place in the world is Rockbridge County, Virginia. And that's where my daughter was going to school. And we went there, and it was just like, I mean, the clouds, the heavens open, the angels saying, welcome home, Jeff, right? And I said, why are we living in the suburbs of Fort Worth when we can live here? This is beautiful. And so we sold our house and we moved to Virginia. And so basically, you know, I left my business in Texas and went to Virginia in a rural area, very few people. And I didn't really work the business because I didn't want to. And there weren't a lot of people. It's hard to do it, right? And then a year ago, this week, I had been in a car accident, another head-on wreck, the first week in February. I think it was the 3rd of February or 6th of February. and I was hit by a dump truck. I came around another blind curve, and this dump truck was just flying up this road, and it was icy, and he slammed on his brakes and slapped me into my front in my brand new car, shoved me into a guardrail, and almost off a cliff, and totaled my car, and it hurt me, but it didn't. I wasn't injured badly. But they said, you've got to go to the hospital. You need to get checked out. You might have internal injuries and whatever. So I'm like, all right, I'll go. And I went in. They x-rayed me. They said, no broken bones. You're good to go. And I said, cool. So I went home. I said, no problem. I was mad. It's my new car. I only had it a couple months. And the other guy was insured, and it was all right. It was going to be all right. But I went to my chiropractor because I had whiplash, right? So I thought, well, I'm going to go to my chiropractor. And she said, well, go get your x-rays that they just took of you because I can look and see what's going on with your spine and neck. And I said, all right. So I went over to the hospital, and I brought him back. She puts it on her thing, and she looks at it, and she goes, did they tell you you have a spot on your lung? And I go, no, they didn't say anything about it. And to this day, the hospital has never called me to tell me there was a spot on my lung. And she said, well, it says here that the x-ray technician said you need to go get that checked. It's suspicious. And I'm like, what? What could it be? She goes, I don't know, but you need to go get it checked out. I said, all right. So I went, called my, I got a family doctor. They didn't even have one. She said, go and get a PET CAT scan. You know, go to the hospital and get a CAT scan. So I went in, and they did a CAT scan, and I went back to the doctor when the results came in, and she said, well, you've got a tumor of some kind, a lesion, they called it, and it's about the size of a quarter. She said, and that could be like a scar from a fungal infection or whatever, but you've got a lymph node right next to it that's almost the same size, and that's really troubling. So I was like, well, crap, you know? I mean, I feel fine. There's no symptoms at all. So that she says, you need to go to the University of Virginia Medical Center. They have a brand new cancer center, state of the art, best on the East Coast. Go and let them see what's going on. So I went over there and I had PET scan and some other tests done. And it came back that I had stage 2 lung cancer. And, you know, that's nothing anybody wants to hear. You know, and lung cancer, unlike some other cancers, is really not very treatable. They haven't made much progress. All they can do for stage 2 is to cut out the lung or the section of the lung that you have the cancer and hope that it hasn't spread. And the prognosis are pretty good if they catch it early. So he said, well, you're stage 2, meaning it's in your lymph system, but it's not out of the lung. So, you know, hopefully this will be well. Maybe we'll do some chemo when you get done. So I was scheduled for surgery, went in. Luckily, my surgeon is the best in the world, and he does a lot of exploratory. So he cut me right here and went down with the orthoscopics and did samples of every lymph node in my chest wall, my chest cavity, and tested them while he was at the table. He's waiting for results to come back. One of them is hot. There's cancer in one of my lymph nodes outside of the lung. Now I'm stage 3, which is inoperable. So he stitched me up. He sent me home and said, you know, we'll put you with a team of doctors and we'll try to figure out something to do, but I think this is the best way to handle it. That's really freaks you out, right? I mean, you go in for a major surgery and you wake up and you don't hurt, right? And I'm like, what's going on? And they had told me they couldn't do surgery on you. I was like, oh, so I'm all drugged out, and it's like a nightmare, you know? So I meet with this team of doctors. I have a radiation specialist, the head of radiation, the head of the chemotherapy department, and the head of the surgery department. So I had the top of every field that were my physicians. And they said, okay, here's what here's what your options are. You can do nothing, and you'll die. It's just a matter of maybe we can lengthen the time, but it's fatal at this point. But we can do some treatments. We can give you radiation to try to shrink the tumor, and we can give you chemo to try to shrink the tumor as well. And if we can get it to shrink small enough or go into remission, you might be a candidate for surgery. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I can get back to where I thought I was, right? And I said, well, what are my odds of survival, you know, if this works? And she said, well, if you can have the surgery, maybe 15%. And then I said, is that like an 85% chance? Yes. And she's like, no, that's 15% survival rate in 5 years. And I was like, crap. And I still feel fine. You know, I don't have any pain or I'm not coughing blood. I'm fine. Perfectly healthy. So I said, all right. And so I work with a nutritionist and all these, you know, people at this hospital, and I had to drive an hour a day every day for 60 days for radiation, and I had 3 rounds of chemotherapy, 2 different drugs both times. Has anybody ever had chemo? Had cancer? You've had it? not chemo. You've had cancer. When they give you chemo, the nurses or whoever they are come in full hazmat suits. They're in those orange suits like they clean up radiation with. And they drape everything. And they put this stuff of clear liquid up into a IV drip and they stick it in your arm. And then they get out of the room, close the door, and they leave you in there with this poison. And you stay in there till it all runs in. And I think they run you full of water, then they run you full of the chemicals, then they run you full of water, and then they send you home. And I thought it would burn. You know, I assumed that it's acid, it's going to kill me, right? You don't feel anything. It's just like an IV drip until about 2 days later. And then it is, they tell you, you expect to be fatigued and tired and nauseous. There are no words to describe how you feel. Now, I'm not saying this to get your sympathy. I'm saying this to say, I couldn't work the business. I am sick as a dog. My day entails of getting up and driving to Charlottesville, Virginia, to be poisoned and burned, and to drive home, to go back to sleep, to get up, to drive to Charlottesville, to get burned and poisoned. And if it works, they're going to cut me open like a bass and take my guts out. And I showed my brothers my scar, and it starts at my spine and comes over to here, and it looks like a Nike swoosh. And they cut you between the ribs, and they stick a spacer in there, and they pull your ribs apart. And it takes about 7 or 8 hours. And they go in there, and they cut your lung out, and then they cut all your lymph nodes that they can find out. They strip everything out of your insides, every lymph node. And then they put you back together, and they sew you up. They stick a spinal tap. What do they call that? No, and they stick it like ladies when you have babies. Epidural, put an epidural in. Didn't find out until after it was over that the most painful surgery, the most intense surgery that you can have is what I had done. The one they take that long out is terrible. So I was given, you know, bags of morphine while I was in the hospital and then sent home with bottles of hydrocodone and Vicodin and all these narcotics, bottles this big and that tall. So I was drugged out of my mind for weeks. And in intense pain, still hurts all the time. I'm in pain every day of my life. But when I got done, I went back in for my checkup with the doctor. And he said when we did the surgery that the tumor had shrunk down. The lymph nodes were completely clear. This tumor had shrunk to the point where there was nothing left but a little hard nodule. And they only found a few cancer cells inside that nodule. And he said, so I think your prognosis is really good. I don't even need to see you for 6 months. So I'm like, yay, right? There's a chance I'm going to live. So this last week, on Thursday, I went in for my six-month checkup that he set up for me. And went in, and I really honestly, guys, thought I was going to be, this would be my swan song. I thought I was going to come and say, it's been nice knowing you. You know, brother, I love you very much. And get a picture with your kids so they'll remember me. Because I felt terrible. I can't breathe. I mean, my lung capacity is terrible still. And I have a horrible burning sensation in my chest, which I thought was the cancer had come back. I mean, I'm being brave, right? But I'm thinking, I'm not doing very well. So I go in, and he does all this CAT scan again and all these tests, and he goes, you look great. Your lymph nodes are clear. Your endocrine system is working great. There's no sign of cancer. He goes, I'll see you in 6 months. So I'm like, yay. I said, but it burns. And he goes, oh, yeah, that's from when I cracked your ribs open. I go, but I can't breathe very well. He goes, well, you did have surgery. We took out half your lung. You've had radiation and chemo, so yeah. Oh, I'm supposed to feel like this, right? So about 6 weeks ago, I decided to get back to work. Okay, so I haven't worked in 5 years. You know, make a six-figure income whether you work or not after a while. And I decided to get back to work. And I'm excited about my future. And the fact that I have a future, I have a future with you guys, have a chance to build a new business, to help other people. But let me ask you a question. My first wreck, I was out of commission for 7 months and I could not work. If you could not work for 7 months, where would you be financially? Think about it. I mean, because if you don't go to work, do you get paid? So 7 months, no income. What happens to you financially? It's over, right? It's over. And then following up on your wreck when you can't work for 7 months, you get chemo and you lose a year. basically. I mean, I could have worked part of the year, but I would say 6 months I could not work again. Now you follow up 7 months no work with another 6 months no work. What would happen to you? I mean, what bridge do you want to live under? Because that's probably where you end up, or living in a relative's basement, right? Or moving back with your parents. Understand, because I built that team, remember, that first 90 days of discomfort, right? And I rode it for 13 years. I worked really hard for about 2.5 years. And I have never worked, I haven't worked hard since. I mean, I go to luncheons and, you know, take a guest and eat with them. And I stand up and make a presentation occasionally. And I come to Utah and everybody takes great care of me and feeds me and, you know, treats me like I'm a nice guy, right? It's not like I work hard. I worked really hard for 2.5 years. I had to qualify personally every month for 2.5 years. I had one leg that didn't do any sales, so I had to do 25 personal sales a month, not group, 25 individual sales, no double counters, just the identity, just the prepaid legal plan. And I have never fallen out of executive director since I qualified for the first time. Okay? So I deserve the good things that have happened to me because I earned them. It was not a gift. Okay? But there came a time when I could not take care of myself or my family. I could not work. But because I did work, my business took care of me and my family during that time. And I'm going to tell you guys this. You don't know what tomorrow brings. You don't know what's growing inside you right now or inside one of your relatives or who's an idiot that's going to come sliding across the road on the way home. You don't know what age will do to you or grief. Life is messy. I mean, it just is. I mean, we all think that, like, oh, last year sucked, this year's going to be great. And we get to the end of this year, we're like, thank goodness that year's over. I can't wait till next year, right? And that's kind of the way life is. It's bitter and sweet, and it's good and it's bad, and it's tough and it's easy, and it's just, that's life, right? I'm going to really encourage you guys to pay the price today. Pay it once and for all. And if you're like me, yes, sir. So you've had some difficulties in your life. You understand what challenges look and feel like, right? So my advice to you and to me is live while you can. And make hay while the sun shines, right? Because tomorrow the rain comes. It's better to pay it once and for all and do it in a relatively short period of time. I mean, is 2.5 years or 3 years really too long to set your family up for the rest of time? To get the money game out of the way and not have to worry about it? Now, those of you that have been in the business a while and you haven't gotten where you want, or you were where you were and now you're not there anymore, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because the comp plan is better than it used to be. The product works better than it ever has. You know, we've got better management than we've ever had before. You've got great local leadership and great events. We can change everything in 90 days, guys. You think about this. What if today you went home and set some hard goals like we talked about, written and definite with a dateline, right? We have 90 days to get this done. And what if you set the goal of, I'm going to recruit 36 people in 90 days. I'm going to do 20 in March, and I'm going to finish up in the next 90 days. What would happen to your business? And you're like, 36 people? I've never recruited 36 people yet. That's because you never wrote it down. You never had a goal to do it in 3 months. What if you did? What if you actually said, do or die trying, I'm going to make this work. And if my team is running that way, I'm going to run with my team. If my leaders are doing that, I'm going to do it with my leaders. Because you have in your hand right now, you have an opportunity, a business, a system, where success is guaranteed if you follow the system. Because if it can happen to us, I mean, think about that, guys. What are the odds that 6 kids in a family with no network marketing experience, well, one of them did, but 5 of them that did, no network marketing experience, that all go to the top of the comp plan? I mean, the odds are infinitesimal, which means it's not us. Well, it's not that we're good. We were with a good company. I just think that we did some things right. We didn't know we were doing it. We were just excited and busy. And people were, like, excited about what we were excited about. And we worked really, really hard for 90 days, and we worked really hard for 2 to 3 years. And after 3 years, the thing opened up for us, and the business has taken care of us ever since. But you can take, and we can take what we've built, the team that we have, and the experiences that we learn and the skill set that we have, and we can go from here and launch so much faster than we did when we started. I mean, we had to start from scratch. No product knowledge, no business knowledge, right? We didn't know anything. And yet, look at the success that we had, right? The people in this room have had. What if we did it again, knowing what we know now? All of us in this room can change our stars in 90 days, if we want to. And if you don't, that's fine. I mean, there's a lot of cheerleaders in the world, and we appreciate your applause. But I'd rather applaud for you. I'd rather see your dreams come true, you know? I'm not where I want to be. You know, there's a lot of things I want to do for my family and a lot of things I want to do for my wife and for my church. And it just takes money. And I can go and get that, right? I can go and get that for my family and for the things that I want to do. And I love this business. I just think that we're in the right place at the right time. So what do we do? How many of y'all right now have a box of 100 DVDs? The one the company has now is basically for recruiting, is protecting your family. In your closet at home, if you went home and you set the goal, I want to recruit 36 people in the next 90 days, how many of y'all have 100 DVDs ready to go right now, labeled in your closet? There's 5 people. Annika, you probably could scrounge up enough. Okay, 6 people. So we're like, yeah, Jeff. Yeah, let's do this thing. You don't even have any tools, and that's a system, right? I mean, how did I build my business? Did I go out and meet with HR directors? No, I just showed videos during the week and brought the ones that are interested to a briefing on Thursday nights. And the next week, I gave them videos, right? And I kept showing videos, and I brought people back, and they brought people back, and then we signed them up, and then we got them videos, and they showed those during the week, and the people were interested, they brought them back. And you know that's how I did it, and yet you don't have 100 DVDs. Now, some of y'all are like, I can't afford 100 DVDs. I mean, right now, I don't have the money to do that. Can you do 20? Could you buy 20 for $1 a piece? So here's what I'm going to suggest that you do. Get together, find somebody here who wants to order some DVDs, and you need to buy a box of 100 to get them for $1 plus shipping, and say, I'll buy 20, I'll buy 40, I'll buy 10, right? And get you start building your inventory up, because what it looks like, what success looks like, is 2 a day in a weekly meeting. Every day before you go to bed at night, you have to at least get out 2 DVDs. Now, I don't know if 2 a day would recruit 36 people in 90 days. I think you probably would do more than that, or do other types of exposures as well. I would think you would want to be crazy busy. But if you don't at least do 2 a day, you have no chance. I mean, I think 2 a day is kind of minimum daily requirement. And yet, I bet in this room and in this company right now, because we've gotten so sophisticated, I bet you almost nobody in the company is actually giving out or placing or showing 2 DVDs a day. It's just not happening. And that's how we did it, isn't it, Chris? It made us $1 million plus. It took 6 kids from poverty to prosperity. And yet, we're not doing it. And so I could come here and tell you, oh man, there's this incredible online recruiting system and it's amazing and you don't even have to talk to people. You just push a button and it sends out automatic emails and it totally takes humans out of the picture. But I'm not going to teach that because I didn't do it that way. You know, that's not how I built my business. My system was so simple my mom can do it and my mom can't do nothing, right? Chris laughs hard because he knows what I'm talking about. God bless her, right? Nobody else will. Bless her heart. My mom can show a video. All you got to do is find a power button and push play, right? Or slide it into that little slot and watch for it to show up on a desktop and then double click on it, right? It's not that hard to show a video. And it's not hard the person who likes it to say, what are you doing for lunch? What are you doing on Tuesday? Let's run up to Layton. What are you doing on Thursday? Let's go down to Sandy, right? And if they're interested, they might come with you. Not everybody will, but some will. And the ones who do, do what you do. And that's when the magic happens. And when it starts down 3, 4, 5 levels deep in your organization, that people are doing what you're doing, magic things happen. It's crazy what happens. I mean, guys, When we were really doing two-a-day in our team, you know how many people my team recruited every single month? A bad month? 1,000 people a month. 1,000 people a month were coming in when we were doing two tools a day. And you know what we did? It worked so well, we started sending emails. We started recruiting with leads. We started doing sophisticated, fancy stuff. Innovative. Cutting edge. Head of the pack. And guess what happened to our recruiting numbers? Went down. And guess what happened to our Fast Start qualification numbers? They went down. So I'm warning you. It's like, look, I'm ahead of you, right? I've done this longer than you. I've had more experiences than you. Don't get smart. Just be coachable. Just do the deal. And do a lot of it for the next 90 days. I'm going to come back. I'd love to come back at the end of the 90 days. Okay? So let's talk about maybe in 4 months. I'll come back. What I want to see when I come back is not you sitting by yourself. I want to see you sitting with your team. I want to see you with a big group of people that have come into this business in the last 90 days. I want to see you moved up and moving up in the metal levels. You know, understand if you recruit 30 people, 36 people in 90 days, you're an executive director. I mean, that's the reality of this. Not only will you make money and do your goal, you'll be an executive director. And what you're going to find out is your people, because they came in quick, they're going to do what you did. They're going to run. Speed of the pack, speed of the leader, right? They're going to run right behind you, and you're going to start breaking executive directors. I was never an executive. Never. I was a bronze. Because my team was running faster than I was, and I had an ED in my downline before I qualified ED. And then I was a bronze, and then I was a silver, and then I was a platinum. Because my team was right behind me. They were running as fast as I was running. And that's because I compressed time, and they compressed time. And that's what this marketplace needs to do. That's what you need to do. As a team leader, and all of you are the leaders of an organization, that's what you need to do. That'll change everything for you. It's uncomfortable. You're out of balance, but it's not forever. I'll tell you what's tough. Poverty. Despair. Illness. Nowhere to turn. That's hard. You guys are in a point in your life that you have a lot of things on your side. You have your health. You have the knowledge. You have the ability. You have the support. What are you waiting on? Now, what are we waiting on? I mean, is there some planet alignment that hasn't happened in our lives that we're waiting on, where we know that it's going to be easy and therefore we'll go to work? This never, ever gets comfortable. It's never comfortable to present and to recruit and to fast or qualify people. It's always tough. But man, I'm telling you, if tomorrow comes and you're not ready for it and you haven't laid away today for the inevitabilities of tomorrow, you're going to regret it. And thank goodness my team took care of me, because we came through this great. And watch where we go. So I want to thank you guys very much for having me up here. I'm going to be here all next week. I'll be here and doing as many of the events as I can, the luncheons and the business briefings in Layton and Salt Lake, or in Sandy, and then there's a couple luncheons that I want to hit as well. Be a maniac. Be fearless. Go at this with the assumption that you can't fail, because I promise you, if you really do that, you won't. Your success is assured. What happened to me and to Chris and to Dave Hall was not miraculous. I mean, I consider it favor. I believe that I had God's favor, but it's favor that God gives to everybody. It's not unique to me. This is not a miracle unique to me. This is a miracle all of us can achieve. So thank you guys, and God bless you, and best of success to you. I hope all your dreams do come true. So I'm going to turn the time over to my brother Chris to wrap us up.
Well, y'all see why I love my brother, right? What did you think about that? Incredible? Very good. Just a couple minutes before we end the day, first of all, congratulations, everybody, for being here. Mr. Hall asked me to wrap it up. He had a tournament for one of his son's sporting events. Said, oh, yeah, cool, thank you. So just a couple of things. First of all, let's do this. You want to come up, Mr. Bertant? And Jeff, would you come over here? I think the state would like to. Say again. Okay, you bet. On behalf of the state, Jeff has a saying, if it's free, it's for me, right?
I have a t-shirt that says, if it's free, it's for me, and it was free. I love it.
So on behalf of the state, Jeff, thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate it. Okay. And so, you know, normally there's about a month from one Super Saturday to the next. Because of the scheduling conflict, we have 2 weeks, I believe, before our next Super Saturday. We've got Mr. John Hoffman, for those of you that are familiar, will be our speaker. John Hoffman is a platinum plus, multi-millionaire, one of our heroes, Jeff, right, when we first got started. Yeah, he's the first big shot that ever came. He poured into us, didn't have to. We were there, front row, taking notes, and that information blessed us. Y'all know you can get tickets online at UtahLegalShield.com anytime you want to for $25. Today and today only, on the day of the Super Saturdays, Mr. Hall makes those tickets available for $20. That's for an associate couple. So today they're $20, and you can get those out at the table. For those of you that have teams or intend to have a team in the next 2 weeks, you can save yourself even more money by buying them in, I believe you can buy them just like this, actually with five tickets. You get five tickets for $80, which I think is about $15 each. So if you've got a team of five people here, you want to bring a team of five, make sure you buy five today so that you can save some money and bring your team to that event. So I personally enjoy Mr. Hoffman's training. He does a great job. And I want to encourage you all, if you've got, how many of you have prospects or live up or can get to Layton on Tuesday night? Show of hands. Let's bring some guests to Layton on Tuesday night. And then Thursday, I want to make sure everybody knows about this. Thursday's not going to be a regular Thursday event. Thursday's going to be a super Thursday event, which we're going to try to do every month moving forward, at least one time per month. So we're going to have Mr. Jeff Hughes will come. He'll do the briefing. He's going to try to get that done in about an hour. We'll take a 15-minute break, and then he's going to train for an additional hour afterwards. We're going to be training on the 10 core commitments and on duplication. So you want to make sure that you and all of your team are there at that event again this Thursday. So on behalf of the – oh, and thank you, Jason, very much. Let's give him a hand. He's sitting here. Appreciate you very much, sir. And to the ladies out front and to all of our volunteers, we appreciate you very much. And on behalf of the state of Utah and the leadership team here in the room, thank you so much and God bless. Bye-bye.